The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is I Should Be Writing, Season 17, Episode 36, I believe.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. Watching Doctor.
This is I Should Be Writing, podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host and creator of this whole thing, Mer Lafferty. I use she, her pronouns. I'm a writer and podcaster, and of the last 10 months, a streamer. And I stream this show weekly, twice weekly, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, live on Twitch. And then, eventually, I put it in the RSS feed. We'll be talking about that later. So, what I'm working on... I talked a little bit on Tuesday about losing the edits to my novel. And it was not... It wasn't like thousands and thousands of words. It was a couple of thousand words. But it wasn't like a chapter or the whole book. But it was a lot of, like, going through and picking out the inconsistencies. And so now I have to do that all over again. After my show, I had a meeting with my novella editor. This is the full rewrite I did. And he still had some comments. And, I'm not sure, but I think it's going to need about a 75% rewrite. And the... The meeting was good. All of his opinions were constructive. I didn't feel bad about them. He had some good ideas, and I want to make the novella as best as I can. But then yesterday, I had nothing. I had nothing in me. And... I was able to do a couple of things around the house and run an errand, I think. Yeah. Went grocery shopping. And then I'm looking at my streams and going, I've got nothing. And I felt very bad, and I contacted Divya and said, can we please postpone, because nothing's going on. And it took me a while to realize I was reacting like I do to a rejection. You know, I always say, if you get a rejection, then take the evening and give yourself a treat, whether it be food or wine or a TV show. I'm not going to endorse anybody overeating or drinking or whatever, but just that thing that you have, that you do for comfort. Just baby yourself. Wallow in the crappiness. And then the next day, you can get up, the emotions out, and you can get back to work. I did not realize that my subconscious was reacting like it was a rejection. And it took me like a while. Like, Divya's like, well, I can go later on this afternoon. And I thought, no, not today. I can't do it. I just can't. And I didn't even... mention on Twitter, and I didn't do my gaming, and I had the I Should Be Writing Kick in the Pants workshop scheduled, and I was not going to miss that, so I managed to make that. But really, it was surprising. You know, I talk about mental health on here. I'm open with the fact that I'm on medication. I try to encourage everybody else that if you need help, get it. And then every once in a while, something subliminal or subconscious or mental problem will creep up behind me and hit me in the head with a club. And I don't see it coming. And it sucks. Because I'm all for giving yourself that wallowing time. But my head's got to tell me when I need it. And it wasn't doing that. So, if you were waiting for my streams yesterday and were disappointed, I very much apologize. I take my streaming schedule seriously. Streaming has what has gotten I should be writing back on a regular schedule. Knowing also that my schedule lately has been also having no spoons to do production. So even the stuff that my producer has produced, it still requires me to upload it, and I didn't do that. So, the trip to Boston was a lot, and the news about various projects was a lot, and I'm still kind of processing. The dog is annoying me. I don't know if I should kick him out or not. It looks like he's settling down. Anyway. So, my plan is I'm going to go through and edit the book again. And also, if you're listening to this one or watching this one and didn't see or hear Tuesdays, I talk a lot about backups and the backups that I have and why backups are important. And then why mine failed. Spoiler, it was, had a battery problem with my Mac, and the battery ran completely out without me realizing it, crashed hard, and took all day to come back. So whatever autosave word was doing, it didn't. So it's not an issue of backups. I discovered I can have triple redundant backups and still lose a file. Okay, so the next part of our show is when we talk about good news. And I would be delighted to hear your good news, but I have an email good news. I've only gotten two of those so far. I appreciate the people who are listening and emailing me for later. So, if you want to tell me your good news right now, that's awesome. If you're listening to this later and would like to email me your good news for talk about on the next one, that is good too, because I am all about celebrating the little things and celebrating the big things. If you got big things to talk about too, that's awesome. I have to find the email now. Louise says, I just got my first rejection, and thanks to your excellent podcast, I'm celebrating as best I can because I'm a working writer now, right? The agent was gracious and flattering, potentially total bunk, but I'll take it, and a vast improvement to the other agent who didn't reply at all. One more to hear from, and then it's on to the next batch of agents. So, Louise, that is awesome. We are hitting the yay button, and you are a working writer now. So, well done. And, you know, while some people do have sort of polite, encouraging, boilerplate responses, usually if they're, what did you say? Gracious and flattering, that sounds positive and real. So, well done, Louise. We got news from Tree Lobsters. Was going to say I was up to 9 rejections and 2 requests for the manuscript, but as of a few minutes ago, I'm now at 9 rejections, 2 requests for a manuscript, and 1 offer of representation. Feeling a mixture of giddiness, panic, and bewilderment. That is so freaking cool. That is awesome. Tree Lobsters, everybody cheer for Tree Lobsters. Very cool. Tree Lobsters, you should know that my husband came to find me and said, Tree Lobsters on Twitter is asking you a question. Have you seen it? So, I'm glad you got the answer to your question. But, yeah, my husband's got your back. He saw the reply from me and came to tell me that you wanted to talk. So I'm glad you found someone to talk to. If you want to talk to me about the panic and bewilderment feelings, I am perfectly open to, you know, email me, mightymer@gmail.com. I'd be happy to talk to you. It's exciting. So well done, Tree Lobsters. Todd says, my good news is I figured out how to take your prompt and work it into my story. That's awesome. We had a really good kick in the pants workshop yesterday. You can check out how to get involved with the Kick in the Pants workshop over at Patreon, patreon.com/mightymer. Right now, it's a small group, but it's really working. What I do is, the day before, I send out a prompt, a writing prompt. And then the rules are, you can take 30 minutes or up to 1,000 words and see what you can do with it. And then we meet, and I don't put pressure on anybody. If you want to just talk about the prompt and the problems you came up against, that's fine. But if you want to read, you can. And the critiques are very kind. And it has to be, because these are speed writing, be as creative as you can in a short amount of time kind of thing. But I'm amazed at what y'all are putting out. It's really, really neat. And it was so cool that yesterday we had 3 very different takes on the prompt, and each one was just a joy to listen to. So, and Todd was one of those. So well done, Todd. I'm really glad you came and played with us. Yeah, I've got only a couple of talking points today. See, aforementioned lack of spoons this week. So I wanted to say, it's anything goes. If you guys want to ask me questions, preferably about, you know, writing and stuff. If you have questions about the business, hold it until 2:00 Eastern, because I'm going to be back streaming with SB Divya. And this is going to be a ditch digger, so it's going to be more business focused. But when I was watching Cipher of Tears stream today, and she's the head of my stream team. Did I do this right? I did! I pointed in the right direction, yes! And I'm a Cipher of Tears member. And Cipher is involved with the Into the Motherlands RPG that's been streaming live on Twitch, and now they're doing a Kickstarter for the production of the RPG to send out to people. And it funded in like 90 minutes. It was amazing. So, you know, congrats to everybody working on that. That was really cool. But Tanya was talking about some things that, like, people are sending suggestions of things that they think would be easy to create, to add to the Kickstarter, and people, it just doesn't click that things cost money. No creative should be doing any of this for the love. If you want to create something yourself and give it away, that is your prerogative, and you can do it, and a lot of people do. And I'm not even saying that in a, well, if you would like to do that, you're secretly stupid. No, because I started my career podcasting my stuff for free. But that was me. That was my decision. It was only my work. And a lot of people think that because doing creative stuff is fun, or some people do it as a hobby, then you shouldn't charge people for it. And so what Tanya's talking about is, you know, they pay what they think the creator is worth, which is why the Kickstarter goal was so high. And if they're going to just do X, Y, or Z, like, oh, add a map, oh, hire someone to write a novel or a comic book, that's all a lot of extra production work. When ebooks started to come out, people thought that ebooks should cost less because there's no paper involved. But the number of people who have their hands on a book still need to get paid. And that includes the copy editor and the editor and the layout person and the graphic designer and the artist and legal to make sure that everything, you know, in the book is up and up. I don't know how closely they comb that, but I'm trying to put some song lyrics in my book, and luckily I know one of the bands, and the other band was pretty easy to contact because I support their Kickstarter. But I realized I had to do more than just, hey, can I use your lyrics? Sure. So I had to get a document off for them to sign. And that comes from legal. So it's all of these people. And it doesn't matter if you're cutting out the cost of the paper, because everything else still costs the same. And people don't understand production cost. And I think it's mostly non-writers or non-creators who think that if you see somebody doing self-publishing by themselves, which is what self means, I'm redundant, then, and because it's easy to create your own thing, easy being I can get a book into your hands without worrying about agents or editors or bookstores or anything, that because it's easy to send out, I should say, that it's easy to create. A lot of people ask, and this is flattering because I know they're asking because they love the books, but I had two books intended to be series that did not get picked up for another book with the publisher. And people have said, well, what about self-publishing? And I'm thinking, I could, but self-publishing requires so much other work. And I don't want to ask anybody to work for free. So it, while traditional publishing is, here's a bag of money, the size of the bag, of course, will vary. Here's a bag of money, write a book. Self-publishing is, here's your bill, write a book. And if you don't have that startup money to pay your artist and your layout person and your graphic designer and your editor, then it's going to look like crap. I asked a friend of mine to explain to me, he's a graphic designer, and I asked him, I found a really, really amateur cover on Amazon, and I said, that's self-published. And I looked, and I was right. But I couldn't tell you why. So I sent the cover to a friend of mine, and I said, okay, I know this is self-published, but I don't know why I know. Why is this? And I didn't expect him to actually have a lot of answers, but he specifically told me everything from the number of people on the cover to the font to the drop shadow or lack thereof, where the eye naturally goes on the page. I mean, he just went on and on about all these little things that I didn't even know existed as a problem. So, you know, this is why I say graphic designer and artist, because the artist does the art while the graphic designer will pick the font and how it looks and where it goes on the page and where your name goes and how big your name is. And so there's a lot of work. There's a lot of production costs. And, you know, when I did my Kickstarter, I did it to create the book, the ebooks for the books that I had podcasted, and I needed the money up front because I was going to pay people. So that's why I did the Kickstarter. And I hate giving you guys the tough news, because, you know, I know a lot of people who become they either really admire people who can make it self-publishing, or they really believe in their work and they're tired of being rejected, or they think that their book is niche enough to make enough money for them while the publisher did not think it would make enough money for them. And you want to do self-publishing, I want people to go in with their eyes open, because it does cost, and if you don't spend the money, then you're either being cruel to other creatives or you're doing it all yourself. And the only person I know who can do it all themselves is Concerned Ape, who did all of Stardew Valley, all of it. He did the coding, game design, the art, the audio, the music, one guy. But he's a unicorn. Most of us, like, I'm good at one thing, and sometimes I feel bad about that, because I see people who have more than one thing, like Ursula Vernon. I'd love to hate her, but she's just too good of a friend. She's a freaking amazing artist, And she's also an amazing writer. And you know I'm also not putting down self-publishers. Ursula is one of the people who did the niche publishing thing where she had a book that she really believed in and she sold it to her publisher. And then her publisher sat on it for a little while and then said, "We don't know what to do with this. How about we give you the rights back and you send us something else?" And she's like, "Okay." And then she published it herself. And she published it during a pandemic when everybody was getting into sourdough baking. And it's a story about a wizard who's familiar as a sourdough starter. And it sold very well, and she got did she get the Andre Norton nomination? I don't know if she got the Andre Norton, but she did get the Lodestar nomination. So, yeah, it's, you know, some people are multi-talented. Me, I have confidence in my writing, and that's about it. I can't, the music doesn't come naturally to me. I've taken art classes, and I'm terrible. I have trouble picturing things visually in my head. So I know if I self-publish stuff, then I'm gonna have to get help. I did self-publish Six Wakes in English-speaking territories that was not North America, because those rights never sold. I can't even think of a good metaphor. It's baffling. I sold many, many foreign rights to that. It got nominated for all the awards, but the Brits didn't want it. So people are like, "Why can't I get your book on audio over here?" I'm like, "The rights didn't sell." And I could stand in front of a mic and read you the entire book again, just like I did for the US version, because my publisher owns those rights to that particular version of my book. So I would have to completely recreate it and then put it up for sale on whatever the British version of ACX is. So, so I finally self-published, and I could only do it in, words are going away. I can only do an ebook because I don't even know where to start with publishing physical books and getting it distributed. So I was just not going to worry about it. I'm sorry if you wanted a physical book or you wanted an audiobook. There's only so much work I can put in on that project. But when I did that, I did pay a cover designer and I did the layout myself. And you can decide whether I did it right or not. There are more and more tools to do the layout. But luckily I already had like a copy edited version of the manuscript, etc. So that was the production stuff. And it's funny, I'm annoyed at myself because I want to be able to advise you on, or at least tell you how I handle mental health problems. I can't advise you, I'm not a doctor. But when it sneaks up on me, I don't know what to tell you to do because I didn't know what to do. It's just be kind to yourself. I think right now it's a very weird, weird time because vaccines are much more available, at least over here. I know some people in Europe are still having issues getting vaccinated, but here it's, like, I was driving my daughter to her shot this morning, and this was not at her place. We passed it like a digital sign of COVID vaccines, turn here, absolutely free, no appointment necessary. When we got to the CVS where she got her shot, it was, they said like appointment only, and then that was scratched out. Oh, it said appointment only, no walk-ins. And both of those had been scratched out, and underneath it said, "Please walk in." So now they're at the point where they're just begging people to come get the vaccine, because with states loosening their regulations, some people are thinking that, "Oh, well, I can forget about this COVID thing now," when you really should still be getting your vaccine. please, please. The immunocompromised and the younger children will appreciate it. But I think a lot of times, and this goes with physical illness as well as mental illness, of when you think you're okay and you overdo it, and you don't realize you overdo it until the next day. Like, I'm notorious for getting sick, and then, like, the first day I feel good, I try to do a million things, and the next day I get sick again because I just overdid it. And I think we need to remember that with mental health, too. It's not going to be, at least for me or people like me, it's not going to be just a drop the mask in the trash and go back to life just the way it was. Mentally, it's not going to be that. And so even though things are looking up, the advice of please take care of yourself and, you know, on a mental level, it's still very important. Oh, we have a Mirror Universe. Mirror Universe has been purchased in chat. We got the Mirror Universe. Mirror Universe number 3. Where's my Mirror Universe button? Oh, there it is. Evil Mer says, follow agents to the bathroom at conventions. That's the best place and time to pitch your book. To make a stronger point, steal all the TP from the bathroom before you do this so that they will be at your mercy. There's your Mirror Universe, Mer. I want to do an entire episode about Evil Mer in the Mirror Universe. And I just want I need to set up my fundraising thing and then put it up there and then make that one of the goals. But an entire episode of Evil Mer with frequent notes in the chat saying, this is Evil Mer. Please don't listen to her. But it's fun to do. I'm also thinking I might change it from give me a number to I'll just cycle through them, because it feels like the same, like, three numbers get picked a lot, just so everybody gets a chance. NaNoWriMo Evil Mer. What would that entail? Are you saying you want me to be evil in September, or you want... No, it's November. I know what NaNoWriMo is. I'm on the board. or do you mean, like, about NaNoWriMo? Yeah, I need to write some new Evil Mers. I've got 10. Sometimes I think all I need to do is look on book Twitter for the bad advice of the day. I have to write something down I just thought of. Oh, that's right. I got off on a huge tangent. I forgot. Yeah. So my plan is, for my own self-care, is I'm going to work on the book to find all the problems and fix everything. And then I'm going to take a week off. Not writing, not worrying about writing. I can, like, marinate the idea in the back of my head, but I'm not going to write. I'm not going to outline. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to take the time off that I have been hoping to do since about February. And then when I'm done, I will get back to it. The publisher, I should have asked him, but the novella needs so much work that he wouldn't want to admit that, I don't know. This is my weasel brain talking. Don't not pay any attention to me. What I'm trying to say is, I haven't announced it yet, but I will say that this is a non-traditional book on the shelf type publisher, so he, without being tied to production, normal book production schedules, he's essentially told me, take the time you need. I'd rather wait longer for the book and have it be good than just put something out. So I feel comfortable taking that week of just chilling or working on my stream or something. So that is my plan. And I thought about it because I have to fix my bots. And that's one of the things on my list for my non-writing vacation week. So, all right. thank you all. And don't forget, you should be writing. We can get through this.
Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.